Grey's Anatomy, it is the season finale. We've got our scrubs on. We're here to party. Three weddings and a dead body tonight. Sarah Drew and Jessica Capshaw's last episode. And Teddy has got a bun in the oven. We're here to talk about it. So glad you're going to join us. Don't move a muscle.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Grey's Anatomy fans? We're here on this beautiful Thursday night. TGIT, you guys. Thank you, Anthony, our wonderful engineer, for giving us these lights, because we love it. It's the season finale. We need energy, you guys. This is Sarah Ramirez, who played Callie on Grey's Anatomy. She had a little bit of a song tonight in the episode, so we thought we'd use it.
I really
love this song. It's from a musical episode, which any Grey's Anatomy fan knows. It was an amazing episode, and I'm glad we could throw it back. I'm joined by an amazing panel, a.k.a. my co-residents. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Tori Broussard.
And I'm Krista Flungy.
And I'm Elle Marie.
And I'm Timothy Michael. Thank you guys once again for joining us tonight. So, really quick before we get into the episode, we did a little research about our scrubs, which was completely unintentional. But if you guys want to know, I am a CNA, which is a certified nursing assistant.
Would you like to tell her what I am?
Tori, no, go ahead and tell people what you are. What are you?
Aren't I a registered nurse?
Yes.
Tori, I would hope so. It says it on your shirt.
You guys, we didn't know they were color-coded, and apparently they are. And then my two ladies at the end
here. We're rad techs.
They're lab techs, yes. But tonight, for all intents and purposes, we are residents and attendants. Yes. That's what we are.
Yes, we are.
You guys, what did you think about the season finale of Grey's Anatomy?
I was actually satisfied.
I was too.
Surprised. Like, I didn't think I was going satisfied. To be.
I was skeptical, like we had mentioned last week, but I think it all wrapped up nicely.
It was a good ending.
It was.
Which I feel like we haven't had in a long time.
No one died besides the skeleton that was already dead, you know? So that was nice. Yeah. That was a change. Yeah. I liked that.
Who do you guys think looked the best tonight at said wedding?
What a question.
Matthew.
I wasn't judging them on their look.
Oh, Matthew.
Fine. When did he get
by? he was looking good.
Yeah. I think Joe, I mean, I know she's the bride, but like, I feel like some, you know, previous brides, it's just kind of like, you know, every time I think about a bride, I think about Christina and...
Ooh.
She had no eyebrows. So, Joe.
But that dress was better, though.
Yeah.
Christina's dress was better than Joe's.
I agree.
Let's be clear.
Yes. But I think just Joe's presence made her.
I thought Meredith looked absolutely stunning.
She did look pretty.
And I always forget, you know, Ellen Pompeo is not the youngest actress anymore. She still looks beautiful.
And that body. She looks good.
Oh, she has got a rocking bod.
She's got a rocking bod. We want to know your guys' thoughts. Who did you think looked the best at all three weddings tonight?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Let's dive into it. Did you guys know that marriage has actual health benefits? I didn't.
Learn that tonight.
What does?
In the beginning, when Meredith is introducing the episode, she says marriage has health
benefits. Yes.
Not that you get benefits with your partner.
No, I was like, what are you talking? I was like, I'm getting married tomorrow.
You can get benefits
way
too.
Yes.
Thank you.
But it actually has actual health benefits. Zola asked Meredith if she's going to get married again. What did you guys think about that? Do we want Meredith to get married again?
No. I mean, maybe if the time's right and the person's right, but right now I don't think that needs to be a priority.
Maybe not right now, but in the future,
I don't know. I feel like maybe.
It was
because she's now like the last like OG.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I feel like everybody else is kind of, you know, like moving on with their lives. Mm-hmm. And usually that's what it takes, you know?
Yeah.
For somebody to like make that next step when everybody else around them seems to be taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that. Arizona is Alex's right-hand man, kind of throughout this entire wedding episode, which I really enjoyed because if we forget, they had a very tumultuous relationship in the beginning, and I loved where the relationship has grown, and it being, you know, Jessica Capshaw's final episode and all, I liked that they paid homage to that.
Yes.
What did you guys think about it?
Yeah.
I did, too. I really, because we're used to it now, I honestly really didn't even think about it.
But
now that you mentioned it, I'm like,
yes,
I'm glad that they did do that to show, like, how far they've come and how close they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was special,
Yeah, I agree. Joe got the fellowship at Mass Gen. Were we surprised by that?
No.
Okay.
But I think I was more surprised that Mary took it the way she did, because she had to, like, in the back of your mind, weren't you thinking, like, hey, they're getting married, so wherever she goes, Alex is going to go.
Right.
And it just took her. But I guess you don't think about it till it happens.
Yeah, because I'm thinking with everything that has been going on, it probably
left her mind. Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Right.
And then it popped up like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or I don't know. I feel like she kind of thought that maybe Alex wouldn't go with her. Like, it makes sense. Like, yeah, they're married. But I mean, she technically did the same thing with Derek in a sense. Like when he went off to, was it DC?
Were they rocks though during that time?
Yeah, they were literally up until he died, they were Rockies.
Yeah.
They had that final conversation and that cleared everything up and he was coming back and
that's when it
happened. Extra worse.
Yep.
So. Right.
If it wasn't already hard.
True. But we're not here to talk about Derek. We're here to talk about the weddings. unfortunately, because we could talk about Derek all night, you guys. Seriously though.
Spin-off show.
So April obviously has it all organized. Matthew was there, and I'm glad that they kind of joked about Matthew being there at the wedding that April and Jackson were at. I thought that was kind of cool. And they did it throughout the episode.
Yeah.
Which made sense because, you know, everybody's there.
Right.
And
they had their few little awkward moments.
Yeah. We get a little bit behind April's whole backstory and where she's going, because obviously it's Sarah Drew's last episode as well. And we were like, okay, well, what's going to happen? We all thought that she was going to have a happy ending with Matthew, which she did, but she also quit.
Her job
in order to, you know, work with homeless people apparently and do God's work, which makes sense for April. It just has it was a good fit.
It was. But it, and a lot of people in the chat are agreeing that the only thing they didn't like with this episode was that the whole reason they were writing April off was because it worked for the story. The writers had a really great way, is what they said. And they're just like, I feel like she could have stayed and, you know, still had the same storyline.
And you said that earlier, too.
Which I agree with. It's just, I don't know. And then a lot of people are saying J'April forever, like Olivia.
I know.
I'm better about it after seeing them, but I'm still never going to be okay.
I think it'll be easier once we're not seeing April in the same vicinity as Jackson, or same show as Jackson.
That's true.
So it'll be easier
to get over. Lessen the blow.
I don't know. I'm going to disagree. I like that they're ending April's storyline. I think that she's, I don't want to say played out because that sounds really harsh, but I feel like they've done everything with her that they
Wrap her up, but they did it to write her off.
Exactly.
I feel like.
And she made a good point earlier, like, okay, it's not like you're leaving the state, let alone the city. Like, maybe she doesn't become a regular. She's not a regular anymore, but like she could totally pop back in. Like, they're writing her off like she's just leaving, like Arizona is, but that's not the case.
So I guess it's nice. So maybe she will, you know, Teddy's come back randomly. They just made such a big deal about her leaving that it feels very final.
It does. I think it's because two main actors are leaving, not just one. So that's why it was like a culmination of everything that was happening. Plus that whole like scandal with money issues and females being paid in the workplace, all that stuff. I feel like just added fuel to the fire. But at the end of the day, these are two brilliant actresses and they had a brilliant run on this show.
Lady in a Storm said April's exit was just disrespectful to all her growth as a person and a doctor.
I don't know, because I was saying, like, I wanted something dramatic, you know, I was like, well, maybe, you know, she's going to faint at the wedding, things like that, but I was actually happy with how they did it. I'm okay with that.
This comment, really resonates with me. Abby said, April seemed happy, so I decided to be happy, which, true, she did, she looked really happy at the end, which we haven't seen that from April in a while, so that made it a lot easier. I'm glad they didn't kill her off. I'm glad
absolutely.
I like the way it turned, but
I think we all agree that the way she left was beautiful. Like we're fine with that. It's just maybe like now we have that, you know, idea in the back of our head, like she could come back. I wanted it to be more final for me to let her go. And I feel like I didn't get that.
She could be back. I mean, look at Teddy. I mean, Teddy made an appearance. Look at Olivia, the nurse. She came back all the season one.
They never gave them like a send off.
Like maybe like so series finale people. Like, yeah,
that's we were saying goodbye to her in Arizona.
Yeah.
So
I get what you guys are saying, but I enjoyed the finality of her. I want to talk about the other wedding really quick because We were all surprised by that because I didn't expect us to be at the wrong wedding.
Right. That was hilarious.
And then right. we were, I say we because we are the viewers, right. are in the shoes. But I'm like, how do you get to the wrong wedding?
Right?
Like, how is that possible?
And how do you not realize it? Like, that's when you're walking mean. In, right. like,
no, the issue should have been, where's April?
Right.
Where's everyone? Right. Where's Meredith? Like, right. Why don't we recognize right. anyone in this, you know? Right.
The room right. is literally standing up
that
there.
That was the thing, too. Like, so where's Alex, guys?
Like, that. And also, didn't you know it was an outdoor wedding and not in a church?
That's what I mean. The whole their wedding is literally on an island. You have to take a ferry to get there. No,
like, I know you guys are doctors and there's a lot going on in your mind, but there was a few red flags.
Right. Obvious.
And there was even a red flag with me because I was like, when they were sitting in the church, see, so I thought they were outside of the church. And then when they showed Richard and mm-hmm. Catherine and everybody inside the church, I was like, I don't think Joe and Alex would ever get married inside of a church. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem yeah. like something that they would do.
They would do. Yeah.
And then we find out that obviously that's not even their wedding. What I was surprised at was where that unfolded to. I wasn't expecting like a medical cool. thing to happen yeah. at that wedding. Mm-hmm. Were you guys?
I wasn't either.
Yeah. I mean, no, but I'm like, duh. Like, yeah. Of course yeah. it happens.
I mean, well, I was pretty much surprised on both accounts because I thought this was going to be, you know, an easy finale episode. I thought that this was going to be more of like a centered around the actors and their relationships rather than medical stuff happening. And that was clearly not the case. I mean, and like you guys said, it's a medical drama. It's Grey's Anatomy. Of course,
they had to slide something in there.
Of course.
Because I think that was kind of the only medical issue. So they had to
slide something in there. There's like two.
Well, there was the wedding planner and then the bride's mom. Well, I want to talk about the bride's mom really quick because she winds up passing out. And she's played by Tisha Campbell, who's a pretty well-known actress.
Yeah.
I was surprised at how minimal of a role this was.
Same.
Was anybody else like, what?
Because when I went, so at first, when they're first in the church, I didn't think anything was going to happen. Then when I saw Tisha Campbell, I was like, oh, okay, something. Because if she's in it, there's a role here.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, something is about to happen here. Mm-hmm. But then, like you said, that was a pretty small role there.
I mean, I think it was a small role to a big story.
But it was poetically
Justice. Because I mean,
it was, you know, both. Right. Yeah, I agree with you. 100%. We're like, it did the whole story justice.
Right. You know,
small
it was
but mighty.
Miranda Bailey, you know, they had similar or the same, you know, like incidents. I'm assuming that woman had a heart attack, right? Not too long ago, so did Miranda. So it just, I don't know, I get what you're saying, but I feel like it was still
like
a
powerful.
Yeah, it was a powerful enough role to.
I agree with you. I feel like the way that they edited in the end as well, putting all the three weddings together, was just added.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus, there's so much going on. You couldn't. Yeah. Right. We had people falling over at both weddings. You had weddings going on.
For a second.
Well, we had glasses. We had the wedding planner down.
We had what's her name?
As soon as he put his hand on the table, I was like,
glasses needs to get out of medicine if blood makes him that queasy.
Like when they were trying to leave
the church. Like, that's why he's too clumsy. That's why I was like, please get away from the cake.
He's very clumsy. Yeah.
Like, how is he there?
Too, like, how are you working there?
Right.
Like, it's like,
we already talked about how bad these interns are, you guys. I mean, they're pretty bad.
Oh, Lauren says the actress that was playing the bride was James Pickens, Weber's daughter.
His actual daughter.
That's a nice tidbit. Wow. I didn't know
that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Give us these tidbits.
Yeah. Thank you,
really
Lauren
quick,
G.
Though, you guys, Tisha Campbell looked like her sister, not her mom.
Yes.
Black don't crack, you guys. I mean, she looks great. She looks great. I was like, Tisha Campbell does not age.
Yes.
Because I literally wrote maid of honor, sister, and then she said mom, and I was like, mom? What are you talking about?
So weird.
So I really want to close out this storyline first, really quick. Because not only are we introduced to Tisha Campbell, but Teddy makes an appearance, which I wasn't expecting at all.
No.
So apparently Teddy just comes in. Meredith Bailey and Warren go back to the hospital to save the mom. And then Teddy makes her appearance. And Bailey's like, I need you to scrub in because literally everybody else is at the other wedding.
Perfectly timed.
Of course. Yeah. What did you guys think when you first saw Teddy?
Why?
I was just surprised. I thought oh, they got one over on us because we kind of know everything that's coming. We know the surprise guests when people come back.
True.
You know, it was like, oh, okay, writers, you held on to that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The only reason she was at the table read and Shonda Rhimes has been posting pictures. So I was like, Teddy's back for this episode, but I didn't know why or what.
Yeah.
But we got a pregnancy. We didn't get the one I wanted. I said there was going to be a pregnancy.
Well, not only did we get a pregnancy, before we jump to that, she got a job offer. Now, I just want to bring that up because we speculated when she was reappearing on the show earlier on in the mm-hmm. season, we were like, oh, is she going to be a series regular? And then I had brought up that she's on Designated Survivor. Mm-hmm. But apparently on Designated Survivor, she's being killed off.
And Designated Survivor just got canceled. Canceled.
That's right. Yeah. And they got canceled. So
she's literally looking for a new job.
Do we think that she's going to be a regular now? Because remember, now she's only got the interim chief position. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about that really quick. Because were we surprised that Bailey went in that direction?
Yes.
You were so
I mean, she's had a lot going on, mm-hmm. so I feel like something was up with her, but I didn't think it was going to be her.
She just doesn't
step down from her position.
That's just not
that she's
Bailey.
Fought so hard for too. So exactly. Surprising, like
But I think you know that just goes to show like hell scared will do that to you.
True. Yeah, and like she also said, because she is a woman, going back to that, you know, feeling like she can't pause because she's not stepping down forever. She's not quitting. She's not giving up the position. She's just taking a little bit of time, and which she should be able to do. But we are surprised because, like I said, she fought hard for it.
Yes,
like it's very important to her. And it's like, okay, Bailey.
How do we think Richard's going to deal with it?
Oh, not well.
I didn't think about that. Either. That's why I think they'll have her around for a little bit, but I don't think she's going to stay.
I don't want
Bailey.
Teddy. Yeah.
Do you don't want her to stay?
I think it's going to be some drama with the baby and everything, and then eventually.
Yeah. So she'll be there. I really do believe that she'll be there for a period of time, but like, I am not Teddy's. I'm not a fan of her.
A lot of people in the chat are saying that.
Really?
Like, no. We talked about this.
I remember we talked about it.
Kirsten
said,
bye, Teddy.
Thank you. Like,
but some people are excited about the Teddy pregnancy, so I guess it's back and
if
forth.
If she's pregnant, then
that's okay. She has that's to what
I think.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm
because
too.
Because I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about Amelia and Owen's story in a minute, but just thinking about that and then finding out that she's pregnant, I want that to unravel and I want to figure out where that goes. But then I want you to leave.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you brought up Owen and Amelia because I want to talk about that really quick. Because Meredith and Amelia had their little sisterly badgering in the episode.
Yeah.
But Meredith was kind of shouting out some truth here. She was like, I think you're falling for Owen again. Mm-hmm. Do we think the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever really fell out of being in love with Owen. I think she just used her tumor as an excuse to kind of like try to explore like what else was out there since she no longer had a tumor.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely think the tumor like made her stray. Mm. And I think they both had to take a break and figure it out. Yeah. Because, he's like, what was it, her the whole time? Who was it? I feel like it just complicated the relationship, but now they're clear-headed. And I think it's making a difference that they're, like, raising these kids together.
Yeah.
And I think no matter who you're with, you're spending all this time together and you're, like, raising this weird little family. You know, it's cute, but it's like you're falling in love that way, too. Yeah. So I think even if she isn't fully there yet, they're probably both questioning it. Yeah. They're like, am I? Yeah.
Yeah, she's able to see and think clearly now to actually know what she wants. Because there was a time where I didn't like Amelia and how she was treating Owen because she kept pushing him away and she was just being like a bitch towards him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so now she is a little bit better and also her maternal instincts are kicking in. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is going to be so much drama.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because she's starting to turn around to the idea of children and, you know, maybe if it's not her own, she's okay with Leo. And I know we kind of talked off air about Leo and Betty. So maybe hopefully Betty will get it together and she can take over with Leo. But then she's still young. So in my mind, I feel like maybe she will take over and be the mother. But that Owen and Amelia will still kind of be in the picture to still help them along.
Oh, he'd be so sad, though.
He would be sad, but at the same time, I think he's resolved himself to the fact that
he knows she's still there.
She knows he's still there. She's still around. Like, it's not like she's not there. And she's literally getting clean to get custody of her kid back.
That's tough.
So he knows so that it's drama. Coming.
Oh, and then he has a new baby on the way, probably.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You guys
in the hood? Oh, my goodness. There's so much drama.
I don't know. I just feel like, and maybe not. Maybe it won't be, like, written in the story, but in my mind, even, like, on the side, even if we don't see it anymore, it'll be, like, they're still involved in their lives.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, Owen will still be, you know, he'll still kind of have that in him a little bit to be able to take care of Leo and be there for him certain times, you know? Because he still needs a father figure, because where's the father, you know?
Yeah.
Of course.
I just made this whole, like, scenario up.
You really did, though.
She's just got the next season played.
Clearly. I mean, they set up a lot of stuff for season 15, so I'm excited to see where they go. I mean, there were a lot of doors closed tonight, but there were plenty left open. So I'm excited. I want to talk about pretty much I don't want to say the wedding from hell, but it was pretty
just
bad.
About.
It was pretty bad. And it started off really nice. Alex and Joe's wedding looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love the wedding coordinator. And I know, obviously, we know what happens to her, but she was the stereotypical, like,
she's perfect
I'm
for
stressed,
that.
But I have a smile on my face and I need things to happen now. I love that.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that everybody, with these season finales, I love that everybody comes together because you can see all the dynamics between all the actors. Mm-hmm. Especially, like I said, with Sarah and Jessica's last episodes, it was nice to have everybody in the same room.
Mm-hmm. And, they separated. All got their moments a little bit.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. So Alex and Joe sneak off to have a little...
These two.
Of course they do. Literally.
You can't wait another 6 hours.
Hold on.
First, I know. I was like, that's what
first, I just want to open it up to the chat, you guys, because I need to know if anybody who's married in the chat or was going to get married, did anybody ever sneak off to
before
go and,
the like, wedding? Before? I could see, like, during the reception and stuff, but they're like, let's do it now. Yeah. Even the bride was like, I don't care about my hair, my makeup, my dress. Which is totally Joe. That's totally Joe, though. She's just like, whatever.
She's so low key.
It was their relationship.
Because Alex was like, oh, I was, you know, careful, and my mind went someplace else, like a Lewinsky situation. But I think I think he meant, you know, because it was a dirty cabin and things. But my mind went elsewhere.
I mean, like, it was a pretty dirty cabin.
It's totally their relationship. Yeah, I was like, of course you two would do that. It worked perfectly for
them. I agree
with
you. I don't think that it was over the top at all.
No.
It just fit Alex and Joe.
Yeah,
but obviously it leads to plenty of problems because they get locked in the shed, which we saw from the preview, so it wasn't a surprise. What was a surprise is what they found inside the shed.
Yeah.
A body.
I mean, what was that about?
That's just like that. I mean,
you had to know something was going to be sketch about the shed because there's like, you
but
know,
a
like
body though.
Yeah, that was just something they threw.
I mean,
there.
It was locked when you were trying to get in. Like, come on, that's like a red flag to me. Like, don't like when
I'm
you
not
see
a body.
When you see a shed in like
get
the
first
middle.
Of the
yeah, exactly.
Right, Tori's prepared. I'm like,
I'm not going in there. Right,
let's go in.
Let me see if I can bust it open. Like, no.
I'm not gonna kick it open. Leave it to Krista.
I got it.
I'm the only one alive, obviously.
What I thought was interesting though about the whole body in the shed thing was that Joe found a really weird connection to him.
Yeah.
And
he's
like
an
obviously
organ donor.
He's an organ donor. He's got kids, and she's like saying that it's a sign. But then she laughs it off and says, "This would happen to us. They literally had sex in a shed next to a corpse on their wedding day."
Yeah,
it's just so Alex and Joe that I just loved it. I don't know,
but I didn't get it. I would look at that as like a bad thing, like a bad omen. Like,
oh,
is your
marriage
dead already? Like before it starts.
Oh,
like,
you're
that's
deep.
That's where I would go. With
people,
well,
I didn't go that far. People in the chat are worried they're gonna leave, but I don't.
They're
staying. Yeah,
well, Alex can't leave Meredith.
They did set it up for the drama of that, but something's gonna happen where they end up staying.
Well, I'm glad the people in the chat open that up because Joe. I mean, Alex. Oh my god, all my names are all confused, you guys. Meredith offers Joe an attending position at Gray Sloan.
I mean, she could take the fellowship and come back, you know?
Right.
Maybe she just goes away for a couple episodes.
But I mean, do we think when she offered this attending position to Joe, do we think that Joe is ready for something like that? Because my mind, I don't
at all. No.
Joe has got a lot of growing to do, and I'm glad that Richard said that. Because it doesn't make sense.
But I mean, you don't.
She's just acting off of emotion.
Exactly. Right? I was like, you don't think that she thinks that she's ready because we all know she's not.
Right.
So.
But once again, just going back to the relationships. You know, with Arizona and Alex, but Meredith and Alex also had really nice moments as well because Alex doesn't want to leave Meredith, and obviously Meredith doesn't want him to leave either. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much the OGs that are left.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They are.
I like that they touched on that.
Yeah, and it sounds like Alex knows. He's like, I'm not going to leave you.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Christina made him, like, promise, essentially.
Yeah. So that's true,
He's her person now.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. He's her person. So not only do we have Alex and Joe missing from this wedding now, the officiant is also late. The interns are getting drunk, which was not surprised because the interns,
glasses.
You guys are a fucking mess.
Oh my god.
Hellmouth is in love with Meredith?
Thank you for bringing that up.
I did not know that.
Don't you remember last episode? Yeah. She mentioned she was being creepy
but
last
I thought
episode
it was just a
too.
Joke.
So did I.
Oh no, I knew because I knew.
Real.
She was like real into, she's been into Meredith. It's, she gets weird around her all the time. time.
I just thought that was like
intimidation. And then the comment less. Oh, no. The last, I feel like I took it literally last, the last comment she made last episode. I was like, oh, she really does love Meredith.
So do we think that now that Arizona is leaving the show, we're cutting out that lesbian storyline and then maybe going into Hellmouth's lesbian storyline?
You know, maybe that's why.
It's
true because we don't get enough background on these interns to know their,
But you know what would be more fascinating? If the Middle Eastern woman intern, and I don't remember her name, you guys in the chat.
I don't either,
You can keep me in check on that. Let me know her name. It would have been more fascinating if she was a lesbian.
That would have been some storyline. Right.
Clearly she is hot in the pants.
But...
because
there
was two things.
We about to say the same thing.
Because she picked up on, so she was like with Avery and Maggie. She's like, oh, they're together? Like, you had a crush on him or her? When did this happen? Then DeLuca walks up while they're taking shots and she says something and she looks at him and moves on quickly. Girl, that was 5 minutes ago.
She was like, well, he's single.
She's ready. She's ready to hit something.
Yeah.
She really is, though. I'm excited to see her storyline more than any other intern.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm just drawn to her.
Because she's the only one that seems like she has like a level head.
Thank you. Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm. All the other ones could literally disappear and I would not care.
Seriously, though. Seriously. The interns are just getting worse and worse. First we had DeLuca's group, and now we have this group, and I'm like...
No, DeLuca.
DeLuca's like the only one from his group, huh?
Yeah. He's holding on by a thread.
Literally.
I mean...
Yeah.
But he's the only one from his group.
His speech... I want to talk about that really quick, because this wedding coordinator thinks it's a really great idea to just pull drunk people up to do speeches, and... DeLuca's just going through a lot of stuff, you guys.
Yeah, he is. He's kissing Meredith. He's doing all kinds
Quadri.
Of stuff.
Quadri.
Quadri. Thank you. Who said it?
Is it Delilah Quadri?
Yeah.
Delilah Quadri. Oh, see, this is why we love you guys in the chat.
Thank you, Lauren and Tanya.
Dahlia.
Do we have any kind of message today or anything like that?
Yes.
Yes, I love messages.
So let's talk about this podcast. So I know you guys have been hearing about it. It is amazing and awesome podcast. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is hosted by our AfterBuzz founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. So let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. Let them know that the Grey's Anatomy panel sent you guys there. And check it out. Like I said, it comes on every Friday.
It's a great podcast. Yes. Check it out.
It is.
Back to the episode. So the wedding coordinator, so Joe and Meredith and DeLuca find Joe and Alex, rescue them from the shed.
Thank the Lord.
They get back to the wedding, and then the drama doesn't stop there because now the wedding coordinator is going through an allergic reaction.
The pinwheel in her throat was hysterical.
That was
I was like, way to use that quick thinking, April.
Oh, I mean, we forget April.
Like, was it
going to
spin?
I was like, because at first I was thinking they were taking the top taking off. Turn.
I know.
Nope. I was like, no, they're going to keep it on. Cool.
I can't. Yeah, that one was...
One last moment for April to show us what she's got.
I agree. I think what I loved about the wedding, though, is that Alex and Joe's reaction was just like, okay,
who is
whatever.
That? It's your wedding planner, Meredith said, I think.
Mean, I'm not necessarily with the wedding planner, but just about the wedding in general.
Yeah. They're
just
like, whatever.
I mean, bothered.
Anybody else would be like bawling, crying. They'd be so mad. They'd be like, this is my wedding day. I spent so much money, blah. But Alex and Joe are just so late. They're just like, what? I mean, whatever.
It did not faze them.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope. I think what I loved about Arizona's storyline, really quick, just to jump around, was the I don't want to say the introduction of Callie, but this maybe prospect that they could possibly be together.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the way they're writing off Arizona is the fact that she's moving to New York with Sophia, but they drop little hints that Callie's now single. Mm-hmm. Apparently didn't work out with the redhead girl. Mm-hmm. Penny, thank you. I'm excited for that.
I like that she left on a note. It's like a hopeful note because she was so sad to leave and she was doing it for her daughter. But also I liked how they tied it in with April and everyone. And they're like, you know what? Because she said, no one's ever hurt me like Callie's she has.
Yes.
Which is true. They went through it, but they went through so much with the leg and the car accidents and the kid. Mm-hmm. But it's just, so I liked how they were like, but you know what? Sometimes people change and like your stories come back and like going through all that makes you stronger as a couple. And it was like, I like that they made her, they have her go off into the sun and hopefully, you know, have her happy ending after everything.
I love that you said that thing about the possibilities because that just opened up the whole April and Matthew storyline as well. And I like that April said that to her because we... we all were skeptical about her and Matthew getting back together, mm-hmm. but they, Matthew and April, in this short time that they were together, they went through a lot as well, just like Callie and Arizona did. So do we think that it's these tragic circumstances that brings people closer together?
Sometimes. I think it doesn't always have to be that way, but I feel like if you use it in the right way and not let it break you, I feel like you can use each other as comfort in it. Definitely can make you stronger.
I agree. I do like Matthew and April together just because they've been through a lot together. And I loved Arizona and Callie together. And I was really upset when they didn't make it. I'm a little bit upset now that we're not going to see them
together. I know. Can we just get a little, like, five-minute intro next season and it's just them,
frolicking? Well, I don't know if you guys know Sarah Ramirez is actually on Madam Secretary. And she's got a whole new look to her, you guys. Yeah. She's got, like,
really short hair.
She looks great. Yeah. But I don't think she would ever... She can never come back to the Grey's Anatomy.
And because they have a little bad blood, so I don't see her coming back.
Really. Yeah, which is kind of upsetting. But, I mean, like I said, I'm just being greedy because I want to see Arizona and Callie together. Story. But it's nice to know that they'll ride off into the sunset really quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of Matthew and April, was anybody expecting them to get married at the end of the episode?
I mean, I think it was predictable. You guys didn't.
I
was like,
I kind of didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, and also because, well, and it's not just Grey's Anatomy. Like, other shows do this as well. It's like, they're not technically married because where's the marriage license?
And also,
so now, like, that's when I think about things like that. Yeah. It's like, you're not really
married. And April planned the whole wedding. Like, it was her wedding, technically. She planned it exactly how she wanted.
Like,
it was cute
that way, but it was like, that's not realistic.
Why did you have to, like, mess up my body, man? Where's the wedding license? Where's the marriage license?
Really? You guys aren't even married. It's almost like
they're married if the love is there. Okay. Meredith and Derek got married on a post-it note.
True.
And they didn't have a marriage license either.
True. Yeah, but they technically weren't married at that point. It was just the post-it note. But that was beautiful, and I loved it.
Yeah, the post-it was beautiful. And then they went and actually got married. And they got it. That's what I liked about that. Like, they made...
They realized that was cute for them, but not legal.
Like, we
got to
do this legally. Yeah. So it's like... theirs is illegal.
Yeah. But, and then on top of that, on the ferry on the way back, Meredith becomes an ordained minister on behalf of Alex.
With a click of a button.
I mean, you guys, it is.
Now that you can do.
That is factual, you guys.
And remember, they'll probably run off and get their actual marriage license later in the, we just won't see it because she's gone.
But also with them, we've had some time, so they may have, this wedding has been prepared for.
Right.
So
they've got their stuff settled.
Yeah, I will say this about Matthew and April. I loved that proposal better than the flash mob.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
That one just seemed... This one just seemed more...
Oh, because I totally forgot about that. Yeah. I was in here like, flash mob. Oh,
yeah. Matthew was able the first time.
He went all out.
She ran off.
I mean...
That was an extravagant proposal. He was like, let me take it down a notch this time.
Right,
and I liked it so much better.
I did, but why did Jackson's in the background watch?
I honestly was waiting for Jackson to shed a tear, to take a step. I was waiting for Arizona to stop him.
Smiling and happy. He was. No, Jason.
You know, he's a good guy.
Smile. I think he.
I think it's because he realizes he knows.
Yeah,
that
that's what I was going to say.
They both really like each other, and they've been through everything. It's just hard for me as a fan of the couple. Guess, but they both. He was like, you know what? They're in love, and I, I'm going to let her. Yeah. She's
happy. I appreciated that he was like, "Do you want me to stay?" And she was like, "Absolutely." Like they aren't going to deny what they had.
I teared up,
and
at that
I love
part.
That. Yes. I did too,
because that's true. It's like I love them so much, and them doing that reassures me that. They both did love each other. They had a kid. Their relationship was a huge deal. And just because, it didn't work out, they still have that love for each other. Mm-hmm. And that made me happy.
Yeah. Right. It really
and
did.
And it even showed in Jackson smiling and things like that. Even though I didn't like it. It's like, that's true. Like, he loves her that much to be like, this isn't working, but I'm not going to stop her happiness.
Yes. Right. Speaking of Jackson... Do we think, because we haven't talked about Maggie in like two episodes, but this episode she didn't have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But do we think this new finding faith thing is going to be an issue in their relationship for Jackson, how he's like struggling with it? And she was kind of like, I'm not, I can't help you because I'm not in. Yeah.
It's like he's in the same relationship, but the roles are
now.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with that. Because they touched on it a few times this episode.
I just didn't, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't like it, and I hope they don't expand on it, because I just feel like it's kind of like a cop-out. I just feel like you said something in a moment, and now you feel like you have to live up to it. I just feel like it's cheesy and corny.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. But then you have to think about it. It's like, it's God. You know what I mean?
For him, so he's powerful, and I need to live up to
this. And I feel like
he's
feels...
scared, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like he thinks, God really did come through. Because remember, April said, I heard you praying for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, that's always going to resonate right. with him.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but, yeah, I think he's like, yeah. well, ugh.
But then I yeah. could also see it, like, once April's gone, like, that's out the window.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
eventually, so, I think mm-hmm. it's going to kind of.
I feel like to pass it on to. I think it's going to die down. Yeah, yeah, I feel like to pass it on to Jackson is.
Too much.
Yeah.
Or.
And it doesn't do it service.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a
unless
attempt.
That is what breaks them up. Because remember, they weren't supposed to even last this long.
Who, him and Maggie?
Yeah.
I don't think Maggie would care about it that much, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she just wouldn't get involved. Yeah, yeah, like, she wouldn't, like, encourage it or discourage it. Yeah. And also, I think after last week, they also had a lot going on, too, because she basically saved April's life, and he was, like, telling her to stop. Yeah. So I think they were still kind of after that, like,
So we had three weddings, April and Matthew, Joe and Alex, and then the hospital couple who didn't catch their names. And I thought, overall, I loved the editing of the three weddings together. I love how they closed out the episode. Yeah. Like I said, it was a lot of doors closed, but many doors stayed open.
Yeah.
Really quick, just to the viewers, you guys, it is the season finale. We have, the chat is on fire right now, and I'm going to shoot it over to Tori for shout-outs in a second, but we couldn't do the show without you guys. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. If you're watching the YouTube channel, give us a thumbs up. Please continue to comment. I know we're literally going on hiatus, but continue the conversation, you guys. I mean, it's Grey's Anatomy. We love Grey's Anatomy. There's probably going to be news throughout the summer.
Tweet at us.
Exactly. Yes. So we want to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, definitely stay engaged.
We wouldn't be able to do the show without you guys. And it's been a great season. We're not closing it out yet, but I just needed to say that because you guys are amazing. And I'm just watching this.
Yeah.
This,
it's literally blowing up.
Tori, Krista is actually going
Krista. Krista.
Either way, I mean, we all have it up because you guys are great. We have Charlie in charge. There's a bunch of new names in here, too, which is awesome. Yeah,
we love new fans.
Yes, Carmella, Nevermore, 667, Kirsten Roberts, Olivia, you're always there, TQ, Brave Unicorn, Tanya Murphy. You guys are great. I love that you're, like, coming out and telling us what were things we miss and all that.
Right.
Yeah. Encouraging the conversation.
This
it makes
why
it
I'm
way
always
more.
This is why we love you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have any last thoughts on the episode, guys, before we move into our next segment?
No, like I said in the beginning, I'm pretty satisfied with it. Oh, well, I'm really shocked about Teddy, but I am excited about next season because of the drama.
So
that's
going
to break.
I'm just glad we got to say that, like, Krista literally called it and, like, wouldn't let it go.
Well,
and then she was right.
But someone that was sleeping with Owen is.
You did call it. Kudos.
And I would have guessed Teddy if I knew she was coming back.
We did say that. I think I actually said, like, what if they both
got pregnant? Yeah, no, that
wasn't.
Which, hey, maybe it still happens because Teddy's just showing today. So maybe Amelia comes back next weekend and she's holding
Okay, right,
Teddy is pregnant and I'll take that.
Did the bride's mom touch her stomach and ask?
No, like, Teddy was talking about how emotional it was.
Yeah.
And her mom
I guess I just didn't see her touch her stomach.
Yeah, she's like, hormones, honey, that's why you're crying so much.
Yeah. So I thought it was overall a very good episode. Let's move on to our next segment. Who served the cure tonight? I love that song. And I love this segment.
Oh, me too.
We want to know your guys' thoughts on who served your cure, so let us know in the comments really quick. I'm going to go over to Krista because apparently she didn't like that she was last week. So.
No, it's not that. It's just everyone took mine.
Okay, well, go ahead and say your...
Okay.
You better not take mine, though.
You better not take mine either.
Well, sorry if I do. So mine's going to be when... Oh, no, wait. This isn't it. Hold on. Okay, here it is. No. Oh, yes, here it is. I underlined it.
A lot of best
See?
Over here.
Yeah. But this is my favorite. Okay, so when Jackson and April were talking, like, their kind of last final scene, and she was asking him if he was going to stay and everything, and she was like, isn't it crazy that I'm doing this? And he said, love makes you do crazy things. And it was, like, back to when he interrupted her original wedding with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, it's okay. We all do.
That was sweet. Yeah.
I was like, that's such a, you know, it's a reference to her now and the past. And
I like
that.
That
was a good, like, tie-up for them from him. I think that was beautiful.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Elmarie? I feel like they are a real life couple breaking up.
I know.
No.
I can't even look at Instagram.
I feel like I'm gonna get. But so my best line came from Miss Little Zola.
No,
that wasn't good line.
That was
I had that.
Was that yours?
Yes.
No, but it was just so beautiful. And but so she was asking Meredith, was she going to get married again? And Meredith tells her she's had her one great love. She doesn't want to be greedy. And so I was like, she doesn't think love is like candy. I don't think you can be too greedy. And I don't think you can fill up on love.
Like, from a little girl thing, I'm like, oh, kids are the best. They're so honest.
Like, Meredith was like, when did you turn 40?
Right, right. Zola doesn't make many appearances, you guys. Right. She does. She drops knowledge.
She brings it.
I was like, that was just so beautiful. But I really, the last part is my favorite, is that you can't fill up on love.
I love that, too.
That's true. Yeah. That's so true.
Preach. Tor, do you have a second favorite?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm not even mad, because that was a good one.
What?
You did it, Elmer. Okay.
Good thing I didn't know that one.
Okay, so my second one's going to come from April, when she was talking to Arizona, and I think somebody else, I can't remember, but she said, our only job is to stay open to the possibilities, and that just spoke volumes all across the board in all aspects of life.
Yes, agreed. I think my favorite line was going to come from Alex when he said to Meredith, I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
And I just think that summed up their relationship beautifully, because it's them two. It's literally like Christina. Christina left, but she didn't leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Meredith. Right. I mean, they still talk about her. Right. I don't know. That was just, I don't know why that hit a chord with me, but I think Ella Marie definitely has the best one tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to who diagnosed the disease.
Oh,
who
shoot.
Had the worst or funniest line tonight? Because there were some funny lines in there tonight.
There were.
I forgot to do that.
That's okay.
Just think of something.
Krista, do you want to go first again?
Sure.
Yeah.
I know there were a couple, but mine's probably more funny, but it works. So when Amelia kept bugging Mare about the Alex and Joe, and she was like, I knew it, you're in love with Alex.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl. Oh, it was funny, but I was like, okay, she's not in love with Alex. You can't realize that she's going to miss her friend?
Yeah, agreed.
It was funny, though.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then she turned around and comes back and says, oh, no, it's Joe.
Yeah, and I was like, could it get, no.
There can't be that many lesbian storylines. There can't be that many.
She was on one today.
She said she, like, personally was interested in that. She's like, I actually like that. Like, I don't mind Joe. And I was like, Amelia.
Oh. I mean,
you guys have been spending a lot of hours together.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Amory?
Mine would be from Joe when she busts in with her wedding dress on Alex, and she's like, I'm not superstitious. And for me, it's like, I don't like, because like he said, he was like, oh, you look amazing. That first time he sees you, regardless of superstitions, like the first time he lays eyes on you in that dress should be you walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So I was a little upset with her with that line.
Agreed. Okay. Tori?
Okay. If I had to say off the top of my head, when Meredith offers Joe the attending job at Grace Sloan, only because she did that for the sake of her and Alex's relationship, which I felt was pretty selfish.
I think my favorite line was when, my most disliked line was when Amelia and Betty are talking about, Amelia and Owen are talking about Betty's parents, and she says, oh, did the parents go to her 30 day? And they say no. And then she says they weren't even invited. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of sad, because I think that we're going to get something out of Betty in next season. And it's disheartening to know that she doesn't have a support system from her own biological parents, but Amelia and Owen are there to support her.
Right.
I thought that, I mean, I'm a fool for drug addicts, you guys, clearly. So instead of doing predictions tonight, because obviously the world is our oyster and it can open up into plenty of things, I want to go with, what was your favorite moment of the entire season?
Ugh. Oh, the scene.
Yes, and I will go first, because I knew I was going to ask this question.
How
and
dare
I
you?
I wanted to give you guys this opportunity. I literally just thought of it while I was sitting here. So, you're welcome. I think my favorite moment of this entire season was Ollie and Richard. I loved Ollie and Richard.
That was good.
It really tied in just Richard's past into the future. I loved Ollie's, and the actress that played her was just phenomenal. And the short episodes that she was in, I just loved it. It was when Diane, Maggie's mom, had her little cameos as well. I don't know why, but I loved Richard and Ollie's relationship in this season.
Right. Only because it's on the top of my head. I think just that moment that April and Jackson had when he asked her, like, do you want me to stay? And she was like, yes. Like, why are you even asking? Just because they went through years of a bunch of like turmoil and whatnot, but just in this season alone, they went through a lot. And so just to know that they were able to get to this point says a lot about their characters. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely agree. I'd say him praying for her last episode and this episode getting that closure. I think it was closure I needed because I'm so J'April.
Right.
I'm so Team J'April and it's really bad. Whatever. But so I think having him pray for her and like that, he's willing to do that for her and then have that closure this episode where they're like, you know, we were in love, now we've moved on. And I just, it came full circle and it really like the closure I got from them as a couple.
Yeah.
I think mine was with McCharming, you know, the name I gave him.
Yes, that was good. Yes, I did like him.
I think that was my favorite because when Meredith had her thing with Riggs, I didn't really like that. I never really liked Riggs. Right. So with this character, I forget his actual name, but you could see a light in her. You could see something else, like, coming through. Like, she actually would get the butterflies, possibly. And, you know, a little crush.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
And you never know, Meredith cleared a little bit this season.
He might come back. I'm hoping he comes back. Animal Kingdom, and I think he just got, like, shot or something. So, like,
I think you need a job. We don't know.
Come on over.
We don't know, you guys. We will wrap up with some news and gossip, just because it was Sarah and Jessica's last episode. We do have some news on that, Elmarie.
Yes, we do. So, Jesse Williams.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Phone wants to work. I have to read this for you guys. So if you guys want to go to Instagram and go to Jesse Williams' page, it's @JesseWilliams, because he posted a lot of pictures of him and April together. And then his caption was, "Y'all have no idea how much work we both put into telling these stories authentically for you. The late nights in parking lots and stages and texts with our amazing writers, the run-throughs, rehearsals and rewrites, the patience, joy, frustrations, and tears. You didn't always love us. We've had our moments. But some things take time, effort, and trust. Hashtag J'April will last forever for a reason."
And then it said,
"Thank you, Sarah Drew."
This picture is precious.
I know. Literally.
And that's just like, some of these photos, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot.
Yeah.
That was the scene. I forgot. Yeah. That was the moment.
Same. And then Sarah Drew, she posted, "And lastly, I can't sign off without thanking you guys, the fans out there of Grey's Anatomy. The fans are some of the most passionate people I've ever encountered." And we can tell that, too, from you guys in the chat. Yes, and we're super fans because we're the show. We're just as passionate. Sorry, I lost my place. But then, so that she's encountered. "Thank you for the years of encouragement and engagement and love. You are a force. I love you." So that's what Sarah Drew posted on her Instagram.
Amazing. Yes, amazing.
I'm going to go home and cry.
You guys, this has been a really great season.
It has been a really great season.
I am only looking forward to season 15.
Right?
I'm so excited to see where I can go with it.
Same.
Teddy, that was the perfect ending because now my mind is literally spinning.
Yes. It wasn't a death. But it's going to be a birth. Just saying.
He gives and takes every episode.
This is why we love Grey's Anatomy and the writers. Once again, you guys, we couldn't have done this entire season without you.
Right.
Like I said, this chat is on fire. It's been on fire every week.
You guys are awesome.
We love you. And you love us. We feel the love. And we hope that you join us next season. Hopefully we are all here.
Yes.
If fate allows. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm planning on being back. I know everyone else
Absolutely.
We hope that you guys are back. I'm going to let my wonderful panel close us out.
Yes, you guys. Thank you so much. I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @Tori_Broussard.
Yes, thank you guys. You have been a blast to chat with. I'm Krista Flengy. You can find me across all social media @KristaFlengy.
And I'm Elmarie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter @ElmarieTV. And yes, like everyone is saying, thank you guys for joining us, being in the chat. And like we said earlier, keep up with us throughout the break. I will be engaging with you still, and #JAPRILForever.
Yes,
JAPRILForever.
If you have any other shows that you're interested in watching, make sure you follow @AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, because there's plenty of shows that you can get into. Yes. There's other after shows out there. Mm-hmm. I am Timothy Michael. You've been amazing. You can find me everywhere @IamTimothyMike. We will see you guys when we return for season 15.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions,
be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Jake will forever.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.